You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
And welcome to this PSA episode of the Andres Segovia Show, everyone. In this one, I got to talk about the coronavirus. It's something that is prevalent in the news today for various reasons. I go more in depth into that in the Off the Record episode. So by all means, if you're not already signed up for Off the Record, it's available for free for now. So you don't have to sign up or anything. So you are able to find that episode at www.theandresegovia.com to hear me talk about everything else behind the scenes about this coronavirus media coverage. But in this episode for PSA, I just wanted to quickly do some basic tips, pro tips on how you can take care of yourself, how you can prevent certain things, and how you can look after others that are also suffering from this. But let's get to the nitty-gritty, the trueness of this thing, because we got to cut through the noise and get to the facts. The basic facts about the coronavirus is that what everybody knows and hears is that it's incurable. By definition, a new strain of flu is incurable until a vaccine is created. So this thing is so new, and it comes from a region where information is being protected. So we don't know all there is to know about the coronavirus as much as we should. So for now, while there's no vaccine, technically it's incurable, but its death rate is less than 2%. That's the most important number that anybody's got to know. Less than 2% is the death rate, and it only kills those with underlying health conditions. I know it sounds scary, but the fact of the matter is that in the last flu season in the United States alone, 20,000 people died. And that's just in the United States alone. But more people are having a reaction to this because it's scary to hear that there's a new virus, it's spreading around, and people don't know much about it. And that's because of where the situation originated from, which in this case is mainland China, where the state-run media has really controlled the information that's coming out of there. But what we have to confront now, besides the fact that there's a lot of fear-mongering in the media, we just got to cut through the noise and get to the bottom of this. So what is this coronavirus? Technically, it's basically a more powerful strain of flu, and it's mortal mostly to those with underlying health conditions, and the mortality rate is deadly to those that are over the age of 60 or 65, and especially if they already have underlying health conditions, as I listed. So what are the symptoms of this? Well, it's a flu. So technically, it's a fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Those are the main three symptoms that you can find or it can appear after 2 to 14 days after you've been exposed. So if you have the flu, odds are it could just be the flu, but if you really want to rule things out, by all means, go get yourself checked out so you can make sure that you've been ruled out. How does it spread? Well, it's person to person. And can someone spread the virus without being sick? Well, according to the CDC, it's thought that most people are contagious when they are most symptomatic. In other words, the sickest as they can be. And when it comes to prevention and treatment, what you typically do if someone is sick, try to keep a distance. It was a family member, or you're outside, you try to keep a distance and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. And if you're sick, stay home. Even if, whether you have the coronavirus or not, just like stay home. But if you have a concern whether or not you are to that extreme, then by all means, get yourself checked out. But per the CDC, prevention and treatment, if you're sick, stay home. In other words, self-quarantine. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, throw it away. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using a regular household cleaning spray or wipe. Wash your hands often for at least 20 seconds. When you're going to the bathroom or after or before eating or after blowing your nose, coughing and sneezing, etc. Look, folks, this is the very same thing that you would do for any cold or flu. It's the same thing. People just got to learn to be hygienic and be considerate of others. So those are the things that you need to take into account. So again, who's at the highest risk of this? It's really older adults and people who have serious chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and lung disease. So those are the ones that are mostly affected by this. There is a link to what is called the sick map, and it's ever changing with actual data. And so I will leave a link to that in the show notes accompanying this episode at www.theandresegovia.com. Just take care of yourselves, look after one another, be considerate of others too. So if you are sick, by all means, don't go to work. Just be considerate of people. But don't contribute to the mass hysteria and panic, because that's not helping anybody. That's only making things worse. So that's it. That's all I got to say. Take care. Thoughts and prayers with those that are ill. And we're hoping and praying that you get well very, very soon. This has been the Andres Segovia Show. I'm Andres, and I'll see you on the next episode.